Good morning. This past week's daf in Maseches Pesachim is daf Gimel. We just remind ourselves the machlokes in the Mishnah and daf Yud Aleph and Beis as far as the surim concerning chametz on Erev Pesach on Yud Aleph. The Mishnah over there says the first sheet is Rav Meir. Meishita is, as we know, the Issa D'Raisa is after 6 hours, Acholak, the beginning of the seventh hour. Issa D'Raisa is Achila, and it's a Hano. The Meishita is that the Chachomim gave an Issa, Achila, and Issa Hano, for concern that one might get mixed up in the times, and therefore midrabbanon the shoshishis is also from the beginning of the sixth hour already is also mechil also vano. That's for meishimiramim oichlin kol chomish. One may eat the entire fifth hour of the day. V'sofim tchilashesh, and the time of safe drabbanon when chomish is totally also, one can't have hano from it. Is the Tchila Sheish. Rebbe Huda Shita is Rebbe Huda Omer Oichon Kol Arba V'Toilin Kol Chomesh V'Sofim Tchila Sheish. Rebbe Huda holds that there's an Isser during the fifth hour also Midrabbanan. However, that Isser is an Isser Achila. So therefore, Oichlin, one may eat Chometz Erev Pesach Kol Arba till the end of the fourth hour. Once the fifth hour starts, this is Toilin. Toilin Kol Chomesh. Tolim means an oichel and sorif, they can't eat it, but you don't have to burn it because hano is still mutter. And the sixth hour, that's when you have the full iser drabonon, with this iser hano also. At the end of the mishnah, Amliel says, Amliel oimer chulin echolin kol arba chum kol chomish. Amliel has another sheet over here. And he says that chul nechol kol arba. That means he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that there's an isra drabonon already at the fifth hour, an isra achila. However, he says that isra drabonon is only by chul. Chul nechol kol arba. However, truma could be eaten during that fifth hour. The isra achila that Rabbi Yehuda talked about during the fifth hour, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any differences. Rabbi Leal says that only applies to chulin. However, truma, kodshim for that matter, is could be eaten kol chomish. That's what Rabbi Leal's shita is, and he has a heter achila during that fifth hour for truma and kodshim. Rashi told us because it's also lahavs to kodshim b'yadam kol zman shi'ochol la'oichlan. That's the basis of that difference. The sixth hour, Rashi tells us, Havada Rubu told Ben Shishi the Sheva, and that's why even though the sixth hour is also Drabonon, but the sixth hour has an issue which talks even to Truma and Kodshim. So now, our Gemara starts as follows. The Gemara on top of Daf Gimel and Aleph, Gemara is going to Paskin Aloha. Second line, Omer of Nachman, Omer of Aloha of Yehuda. Rav Nachman says, in the name of Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda in our Mishnah, that the fifth hour has an Isra Rabbonon, Isra Achila, on everything. Omle Rav Rav Nachman, so Rav asked Rav Nachman, v'neim amar halacha k'Rav Meir, tisosim lo tana kavose, that shouldn't the proper thing be that the halacha is like Rav Meir? Because there's a stam mishnah like Reb Meir, disnan kol shosh mut lechol ma'ichel. This mishnah is the first mishnah in the second parak. You can see that piece of gemara because that's filled with the shakvataya in our gemara over here. Okay, a little preview, being in the second parak. At the mishnah starts, the mishnah says being in the second parak afchof aleph. The mishnah says kol shosh mut lechol. Michael the behemoth, the chayla, if it's a merchel and ochri, mutabanosai. The Mishnah makes a connection. The Mishnah is kol shah shemutar le'echol, that at a time that it's permitted to eat chametz, then ma'echol abahem lecha le'ofes, the person basically may have hano also, as the Mishnah says. The connection between the zman heter achila and the zman heter hano. So now the Gemara starts right away. Kol shah shemutar le'echol ma'echol. The beginning of the Gemara, flip the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Well, it's meduyik from there that hakol sho she'ene mutar lechel, ene ma'echel." That's what it would seem to follow the Mishnah. There's a connection between the two, and one may have hano when a person can eat. So it follows to say that when at that time when one can't eat anymore, they can't have hano either. That means this hano and Isser Achila are Tala Zebazel, Le Masis and Lake Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, the Mishnah was seen to be not like Rabbi Yehuda. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, Hika Chomish, Dena Yechel Umayechel. Because Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is the fifth hour, there's a difference. The fifth hour, one may not eat, but a person could have Hano, he could feed his animals. The standard, Meir Oim Oichen Kol Chomish, Vesopin Tchila Shesh, Rabbi Yehuda Oim Oichen Kol Abba, Vatoilin Kol Chomish, Vesopin Tchila Shesh, this is our Mishnah. And that's the Machalik Ser Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, a mayor is the one who says that they're dependent on each other. Right? That first at the sixth hour, that's when there's Nisar Achila, and at that point there's Nisar Hano. And so the Taka dependent one on the other. So that's what this Mishnah seems to be saying. Kol Shah Shemut Alechel Ma'ichel. So that's what Agamora means to say right over here. Agamora is asking a question. In the Kloli Hapsak, we pass like Stam Mishnais. And this is a Stam Mishnah, right? Mishnah doesn't mention any names to refer to it as a Shita Yechida. But it's Rabbi Stam Mishnah, and Rabbi mentions the Shita Stoma to show that that's how we paskin, as if it was an accepted view. So that's what the Gemara is asking over here. That why you, Rav, why did you pass like Yehuda? You should have passed like Rav Meir, which the Mishnah of this is a Stam Mishnah. Now, the Gemara over here continues. They want to begin the second parak, and the Gemara pushes away that understanding of the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah continues, V'elamai Rav Meir hi. So what we like to suggest, that the Mishnah is Rav Meir, Hai kol sho shemutar le'echol ma'echol, this that the Mishnah says, Kol shoshemutr le'echol ma'ichil. If it was a mayor, she'd say something different. Kol shoshoichil ma'ichil miboile. The Mishnah should have said that at a time that you may eat, you may feed. Why is the Mishnah saying kol shoshemutr le'echol? It actually explains that loshem would seem to suggest that we're talking about two different people, right? That the Mishnah seems to say at a time that's mutar lechel, that someone has a heter to eat, even though you can't eat, but you can be meichel, right? That's what the Mishnah, which in Kol Moed Shem mutar lechel, right? It sounds like the Mishnah is just steering away from the person himself. Now, according to Rav Meir, even you yourself are right? When it's mutar for you, then you could have ano when it's also to eat. That's when it's ano. So the Mishnah is the Gemara is saying that if you medayik in the Mishnah properly, and you understand what the connection the Mishnah is making, the Mishnah doesn't seem to make a connection with when it's mutter for you to eat, then it's also b'ano, and isano first, and the isra achila is or first starts at the time when it's isano. That's what the Gemara over here is asking, and on that the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Ula Masnisin Ringam Liel Hi. The Mishnah, therefore, is actually Ringam Liel. Not Rav Meir. This Nanu Milo Emer, the third sheet in our Mishnah, Chulin Echulin Kol Arba. Chulin could be eaten the full 4 hours. At the beginning of the fifth hour, Chulin becomes also Ba'achila. Shruma is Kol Chomesh. Yisof Metchila Sheish. So based on Rav Meir Shita V'Hochi Kamar, this is how we could accurately translate the Mishnah, the Dik of the Mishnah, in the beginning of the second parak. Hochi Kamar Kol Sho Shemuter Lechol. Kohen, b'truma, that's what it means. That at a time that a kohen could eat truma, Yisrael Michael chulin lebehema. That's when Yisroel could have Hano to feed his animals. He could have Hano from it. So that's what the Mishnah would mean. Kol shosh mutar le'echol, at a point of time when there is a heter achila, even though you personally might not have the heter achila, but when there exists a heter achila on some form of chametz, so at that point, then it's mutar b'hano. That's what the Mishnah means to say. And therefore, the Mishnah, the Gemara over here saying is really more meduyik that it's Ramamliya more than a mer. So that's the Shachavatar and Agamor over here. Agamor had started, like the half minute of the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak. Gemara asked the question that doesn't the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak seem to go like Reb Meir? That's Gemara asked. The name of Mahaloch Reb Meir, the Sosman Tanaka, Vosse, the Snan, Bechulu. On that, Gemara answers, Ahi lav stomahu, Mishum de Kasha, Mutter. Right? The Gemara over here is very bekitzer. Right? So after you see the Gemara over there, now you appreciate, like Rashi explains, that the Gemara. Or answers that no, it's not a stam mishnah contra meir because of the dikaloshim that says mutter. The maskona sagemora, the Gemara comes out that it actually it's not meduik like a meir. So therefore, there's not a basis to pass like a meir. Let's see Rashi quickly by us. Rashi on top. Halach Rabbi Yehuda, the toyin kol chomish. That's how Rav Nachman passes m'shem rav. And that Gemara asked the question: v'nei halach Rabbi Meir toyin kol chomish. There's a stam mission like him. The stam called Shosha Mutalechel, Meichel, Lebem Chayoifis, the Mashma. That mission would seem to suggest. Kishene Mutalechel, Eine Meichel, that at the point of time that you can't eat, that's when there's an Isser Hano. Here Rabbi Yehuda, Hoika Chomesh, but if that Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda, then it's not true, contra Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a time. That the Isra Achil and Sanoa don't follow hand in hand. Ha'ik ha'chomish, have the fifth hour, then ha'ichel ma'ichel. Elo Reb Meir hi. That mission must be Reb Meir. Domer ha'ichel ha'chil ha'sheish u'mishosh in ha'ichel in ma'ichel. Contra Meir, you could eat the entire fifth hour. And contra Meir, the two do go hand in hand at the point that you can't eat is an Isser Hano. On that thing, Mora says that the truth of the matter is that Mishnah is not, that Stam Mishnah is not Reb Meir. Shem Dekasha Mutter, Per Kol Shoh Makshinan, the Gemara over there, like we just saw, asks, Kol Shoh Sha'ichel Meichel Miboile. It should say, were to be Reb Meir, then the Loshna Mishnah should be, Kol Shoh Sha'ichel Meichel. At a point that you could still eat, that's when you let out Hano. O Mutter, the word Mutter, Mashma Kol Shoh Mutter, Odom Achel Lechel, the word Mutter would seem to be mashma that at the time that there is exists some heter for someone else, then meichel zeha also lechel. Then even this person who himself can't eat is mutter to have hanot to feed his animal. Umiduchka to hakusha, and because of the toichak of this question, how this deek of mutter doesn't work out with Reb Meir. The Gemara explained over there that the Mishnah is really Reb Meir. The Mishnah means they call Shosh Mutter Koyin Lechel B'Tshuma Mechir Yisrael Chum Lebehema. Amos Tomo Loik Reb Meir. And so the point of the Gemara is that if you follow through the maskon of that Gemara, true that the Gemara, first glance, saw that Mishnah as a Stam Mishnah like Reb Meir, but if you follow through the maskon of that Gemara, you see that the Gemara fell off of that, and therefore that's why that Mishnah wouldn't be a reason to passing like Reb Meir. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says as follows: V'neima mar halocha k'rem amliel dahavale machriya. The Gemara asks that a different question, as far as the psak is concerned. Why are you passing like Reb Yehuda? Should passing like Reb Amliel dahavale machriya? He's a machriya. Now, even before we get to the Gemara's question over here, the question obviously that surfaces right over here is that, well, once we just shifted that Stam Mishnah is not Reb Meir, it just became Reb Gamliel. So why isn't that the question? I mean, there's a Stam Mishnah over there, right? So who is it? We thought it was Reb Meir. That's why the Gemara asked the question. And that Gemara says, no, the Stam Mishnah is not Reb Meir. Okay, fine. So then the question should be Reb Gamliel. Well, now when the Gemara is asking, Pasach Reb Gamliel, why is the Gemara bringing a new concept of Machriya here? I ask from that he's now the Stam Mishnah.
Yes, it seems like they already resolved the question already.
we.
It's like you're saying the Gemara very resolved that it's Rabbi Gamliel, and now we're asked, trying to find another reason to say it's Rabbi
Gamliel. The Gemara seems to be asking on the psak, right? Rabbi Nachman says over b'shem Rav a psak that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is asking on that reasons why the paskin otherwise. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. So the Gemara starts off, well, there's a Stam Mishnah Akramir. You should have passed Mishnah Akramir. That was the Gemara's question. Right. And that the Gemara says that the truth is that Stam Mishnah is not Rameir. It's Gemara Leo. So that's not a question to ask me to pass in like Rameir. Okay, that's all true. Now the Gemara proceeds. The Gemara says, well, I have another question on your Pesach. You should pass Mishnah Akramir because he's the Machriya. Right?
What does it mean by Machriya?
We'll talk about that in a minute. Right? So on that, we're asking right now that, you know, use the same basis of the question. You should be asking that. You should pass him like Gamliel because he's that's Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Gamliel, right? That's what we're asking, right? So Tosis asks this question. If you look on Tosis on the top, Tosis on the Omud, Tosis asks the question, and you see through the words of Tosis that how strong the question is in the first place. The Koshalari. The lema locha krem gamliel the sosam lon tana kavos and per kol sho. It's interesting that Tosfos asks the question. If you notice, the divrei maschil is on the Gemara's teretz. Right, that's. Yeah, I'm not sure why that's it's placed over there. Hakoponim Tosfos asks the question. Lema locha krem gamliel the sosam lon tana kavos and per kol sho midikotani mutter. Right, that's what Tosfos is asking. Right, which is really. Right, the what follows the next step in our Gemara? If you foul for our Gemara, you gotta ask yourself this question: like what? On that, Tosfos says as follows: Vafil im misafkele im yesh ledaktik beloshem mutter im lav. Oh, so Tosfos raises a possibility, which maybe is what we were thinking about. that Tosfos says maybe the Gemara is not so sure over there. The Gemara over there says that it's not so simple that it should be Reb Meir because the deek lashon of mutter is not so good, right? That might suggest like Rabbi Gamliel, but it could be that maybe the reason why the Gemara didn't want to ask Mikrech Kistam Mishnah because it's not so boring, not so clear really who it is, right? You know, it would seem to be Reb Meir. There's a deek, right? Which the deek might be mashma otherwise. But if you want to ask a question that you should pass like Rabbi Gamliel because he's the Stam Mishnah, maybe the Gemara didn't want to ask like that because it's not so clear because the Mishnah Seif Kol Seif, there's a possibility that it's Reb Meir. So that's why the Gemara is asking a question now to pass like Gamliel. The Gemara comes with a different source, different reason, Machriya. So that's what Tosfos over here is dealing with this possibility, right? Tosfos is saying, even if you want to answer my question by saying that came over there, the Gemara didn't mean to come out with something definite, that it's definitely Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara meant to say is that it's not so simple that the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Like the Gemara has many times. Lema mastis in this. The Gemara suggests, maybe not, because for such a reason. Right? So does the Gemara definitely mean to rely on this deek or not? So Tosfos says, you know, if you might, for our Gemara, the immediate question that we're asking, we could say that the Gemara over there just means to push away the raya that it's Rabbi Meir, because it's possibly there's a reason to think that it's Gamliel, but it's not so clear. So that could be the answer to our Gemara. So when the Gemara is asking a question, the Gemara is asking that you should pass like Gamliel, we don't want to come from that Gemara, because that Gemara is not so solid that it's Gamliel. But Tosfos says, even if that's true, but we still have a question on our Gemara, right? On that, Tosfos says, but still, the Gemara over here would have a question because the basis of the question is a Stam Mishnah over there. What are our options, right? Even if we don't have a definite who it is, but that Mishnah, right? It's Yeshua, not Rabbi Yehuda, right? So that's what that's what Tosfos is asking, right? That the Gemara. Over here, could have asked or should have asked that further based on that Stam Mishnah, that is definitely not like Rabbi Yehuda. So why pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Right. So Tosfos answers something which is more a little bit further that the Gemara really is relying on the Gemara a little bit later. Right? But I just want to speak out this question because this is a question that you have to ask yourself as you're going through the Gemara. Okay. Now, as far as what the Gemara does ask, right? The Gemara asks the question, Nimma halach kram Gamliel dehavale machriya. He's the machriya. What does this mean? What does this mean? So being that our schedule has taken us through various mesechtas, so if we just could remind ourselves, a little bit over here, what this means. This Gemara over here as follows. Now, we find this a few places, this concept of halacha kedevei hamachriya. And there's a question we're showing them over here, how it works. Right? There's a shak of tana in our Gemara, why Ramlil is not a machriya. Whatever machriya means, but it's the basis to pass like the machriya. And that's what's happening in Gemara. Now, the source of this over here is a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara over here says as follows. The Gemara is talking about washing oneself on Shabbos, and the Gemara brings a braisa that says, the first sheet over here says that a person may not wash himself, his entire body, whether he's using hot water or cold water. Rabbi Shimon is matter. Shimon says it's mutter. No difference. It's mutter to use hot water or cold water. Obviously, if it was prepared before Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Becham en Osir, Betzayin en Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda, his shita is seemingly some kind of compromise over here. He says, Becham en Osir, Betzayin en Mutter. Now, the Gemara over there continues, Moses says as follows. Omer Rabba Baruchon, Omer Rabbi Yechin, Anlochak Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says over B'shem Rabbi Yechon and the Lachak Rabbi Yehuda, which is this middle sheet. Omar Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Baba Chana, "Beferish Shmielach, Oy Mechlala Shmielach." More many times says this when someone says over something, and the Gemara says, "Well, did you hear this explicitly? Exactly what you're saying, or you derive this from something else that was said?" And the Gemara many times talks about that the difference is because if it's only something which is derived, so maybe we could argue on how you derived it, whether it should be derived. But at this point, it's more of a saying, right? Did you hear straight from Rabbi Yochanan Aloch, like Rabbi Yehuda over here? Or you derived it from something else that Rabbi Yochanan said? The Gemara says, my klolo, what is the possibility of that it was derived. What did Rabbi Yechon say that you might have been able to take from that to derive Allah Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says, Omar Tan, Omar Rabbi Yechon, Omar Rabbi Yana, Omar Rabbi, Kol Mokom Sh'ata Moitzi Shnayim Chalukim, anytime you find two that argue with each other, Ve'echad Machriya, and you have one, a third Shita, which is Machriya. Now, the translation of Machriya, Rashi says over here, Machriya means to be machbid, to weigh down. Mata kaf miznayim, it pushes. You have the scale, right? You have two, and you have two equal. Right? You put a little weight on one. It's machriya. That's what the word machriya means. Machbid mata kaf miznayim. Umachriya shekinegdoi, and It weighs it down, right? So, in our context, what it means over here is that it's putting weight on one side, right? That's the machriya. Sometimes it's used as a compromise. We'll see over here, right? Whether that's the point. Right? Many of the cases over here seem to be some kind of compromise, like over here, right? The machlekes is whether on Shabbos you could wash. Well, maybe you could wash even with cold and hot, not with hot and not with cold, and the middle sheet it was, but cold not with hot. Right? So it's some kind of compromise, but the word machriya doesn't necessarily mean compromise, as we see in Mishnah. Right? So this is a rule that Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan gave us many klolim rules that had to pass in halacha. Halacha k'stam mishnah k'meir is one of them, says it also. So Rabbi Yochanan said halacha k'div ma'achriya. So this is what the Gemara means to say, that the Gemara asks that how do you know that halacha k'div Yehuda? Do you hear straight from Rabbi Yochanan that halacha k'div Yehuda, or you're applying this rule that you know Rabbi Yochanan says halacha k'div ma'achriya? So by applying that rule, that's how you got to this that you're saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that halacha k'div Yehuda. As a matter of fact, it's not a compromise. It's kosh v'achri is machri is really proved goes to one side, right? So that's a good example. You see, that doesn't mean compromise, right? It means to weigh down one side. You know, if you have two psukim, achishim zeh. So what do? You need a kosher chil achriya to weigh it down, right? But doesn't necessarily.
In this case, that doesn't work. It's not here and it's not here. It's not really weighing it from one side or the other.
Right. So, I mean, so what it's doing over here is it's being machriya. You know, he's a partial, and as he's being machriya, what as far as over here, as he's weighing, as far as the tzad of chamin, he's giving iser to that, and he's giving heted to the side of tzoynin, right? That's what it means. It's like a split. That's how the weight is being distributed, right? So at this point, before the third mandam comes, so then we're equal as far as chamin and tzoynin. You know, this mandam holds everything's mutter. He holds everything's aser. So they're equal. So he's coming. He's machriya. Mm-hmm. He's putting some weight on, you know, on this side of the chamin and that side. Right? That's what it will mean over here. Okay.
Makes it lean this way.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Leaning it. Right.
Lean this way.
So this is the basis over here that the Gemara says that there's a rule in Klali HaPsak that Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is Kedivri HaMachriya. Now, while we're in this Gemara, it's worth it to hear how the Gemara continues, because this is going to be very, very much Negeya to in general and to us also. The Gemara says as follows. Mora says as follows. Okay, so what we're holding right now is that we have machlekes concerning to be mishtatef kol gufay with water on Shabbos, two extremes, and one middle shita. And then Mora is entertaining the possibility that this Rabbi Yochanan said, or it was being said over b'shem Rabbi Yochanan at the love of Rabbi Yehuda, is because of this rule halacha k'div hamachriya. That's where it came from. Rabbi Yochanan really never spoke specifically about this machlekes halacha k'div Rabbi Yehuda. Now that was the one who wants to know. Befer shmielach or bechol shmielach. Now, when the Gemara is saying this over, that kol mokom shatam moitzi, the halacha is like the machriya, the Gemara says over here, chutz mikulei matlonios, an exception. Shafa pish Rabbi Lezer mach, Rabbi Yeshua Mekel, Rabbi Kiva Machriya, ein halacha kedivrei hamachriya. Mora says, gives us an exception, and this exception really becomes part of the rule, so that's why it's important to know this. This is also Gemara and Shabbos. In the second parak, Daf Chof Tes. There's a mission over here that discusses. We know that in order for something to be mekabel tuma, it needs to have a teres keli, right? Or if it's a piece of cloth, it has to beg it, right? Beg it gives it a teres keli. If it's too small or it's not choshev, then it won't be mekabel tuma. Only keli mekabel tuma. So the mission over there talks about. That's what we mean when we say mikule matlonios. A matlonios is some kind of cloth. Rashi says matlonios akalus be'enov. They have cloth, some kind of cloth, which is kal be'enov, which is insignificant to a person. Right? the Mishnah talks about over here that if a person set it aside for certain usages, so the Mishnah says like this: Bein min hamuchon, bein shein min hamuchon, tomei. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar's shita is that whether it's min hamuchon, the Gemara explains what that is. We'll see whether we have to go into that exactly. Muchon means that it was set aside for this use. So Rabbi Elazar's shita is that bein min hamuchon, bein shein min hamuchon, it's tomei. Rabbi Shua says, "Bein min hamuchon, bein shein min hamuchon, it's tohor." So we're talking about this piece of cloth over there, this rag, which is not a significant thing, but it's being used for a purpose. Whether it's mekabel tum or not, so we have two shittos over here. Blazer holds that whether it's min hamuchon, whether it's not min hamuchon, regardless, it is mekabel tumah. Rabbi Shua says no. On the contrary, bein min hamuchon, bein shein min hamuchon, it's tor. Rabbi Kiva says min hamuchon tomei, shel min hamuchon tor. Which Rabbi Kiva seems to be making some kind of compromise over here. He says that it depends. Right. So we have the three shittas, and Rabbi Kiva over here would seem to be machria. And that the Gemara over here by us is saying that this would not have the ruach halach. We would not paskin like Rabbi Akiva in this case based on the klal of machria. Why not? The Gemara over here in Kira Shabbos Laflamates, that first Gemara that we started saying over here, not chutz mikulam atloni yeshapi Rabbi Elazar machmer Rabbi Yeshua make Rabbi Akiva machria ein halach okdim machria. Over there we don't say that. Why? Chod Rabbi Akiva talmud. First of all, Rabbi Akiva is a talmud. Okay, so this gives us a little condition, a Talmud, right? He was a Talmud of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. So this halacha, as far as halacha kedivrei hamachria, does not apply if the machria is a Talmud. That's what the Gemara tells over here. But the Gemara says another thing, which is not negated to the klal, right? The Gemara says that Rukiv himself was chayzer, right, from the shita. He backed out. Okay, but what's negated to the rule over here is that the Gemara says that when we say halacha k'divrei machria, it's only someone who's on the same level as the other two shittos. But a Talmud who's even though the way his shita seems to be a machria, a hachra, that doesn't go into the klal of halacha k'divrei machria.
Rabbi Kiva said here, if he's making this matlonius, then it's
right.
Tomei.
No, then it's tummy. It's mekabel tumah. It's really kabel tumah. Then if he's meichel, then it has a shame keli.
Then it's mekabel
tumah. Okay. All right. So that's what's negay for us right now over here. So therefore, our Gemara is asking that in the Mishnah over here by us, we negay to the Issur Chometz on Erev Pesach, Fretting Mora Kasha, that isn't Rabbi Gamliel a machria. He's being machria between two shittas. He's paskening on the one hand that there's an isser, like an isser in the fifth hour, a kapar malchun, but it's mutter truma. This is the Gemara is saying that this seems to be machria. So that would be a basis to pask like a Gamliel. See, if the Gemara is asking that, why is it that Rav paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, you should pass Gamliel based on the fact that Gamliel is the Machria and the klal is that the loch is like Machria. Now, why is it? Why is it that the loch is like Machria? We'll see this idea once again at the end of the perek. If you turn, let me see if Rashi says it over here. No, I'm sorry. This is actually the same one I'm looking for right now. Rashi in Bava Kamen speaks it out clearly.
Talmud, when it says Talmud, means Dafka, direct Talmud from the two disputants, or
no? We'll see. We'll see. It means on a lower on a lower level,
it means
right?
Anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems to be that you have to be a contemporary,
yeah.
Right? We'll see more what that might mean, even more than that. But there's the sugya in Baba Kamim on Kuf Tes Zayin brings the sugya that we're going to have later on, that Chaf Aleph. And Rashi over there speaks out a little bit more. Rashi says as follows. Rashi is a time to buy machriya over there. V'havel hu l'gabi bayis trey, l'gabi soda trey. V'hilchas soki trey, shein ein din nevayocha b'mokam shnayim. Acharab nahatis. Rashi says, the reason why halacha is like the machriya is because he makes it a rabbim against the yochid. Right? Because at this point, before he comes around, it's one against one. Now, it's third shita, so he's going on the side of one of the two. So now it becomes a two against one. Right? That's what this is based on. And even, we'll see, even if he's really splitting, so he doesn't hold totally, he doesn't really agree totally with one of the two, according to this. Nevertheless, concerning that case that he agrees, right, they'll come together as a group, and it's a question of it's a yochid against rabbim. So that's the basis on this din halacha kedivei hamachriya, because it becomes a roif. Now that's what Rashi explains. Now, according to that, then this that the Gemara says, that's a Rabbi Akiva can't be machriya, right, a Talmud. It's we have to understand a little bit better how that works, right? Because if the issue is a roif. Right, so you know you have a roiv, right? So apparently it seems to be that maybe, you know, a Talmud it seems to be over here that a Talmud doesn't count in against to argue on his rav over here, right? And as far as this halacha is concerned, to build that roiv.
I mean, come from the same place.
Well, I mean, he's arguing on him, right? Right. Okay, so you have to know how that works, right? Upon him. Okay, so that's just what we see in Rashi, how this works, what's the basis of Islam, why is halacha different machriya, right, that's what Rashi says over there, and we see in the other Rishonim more also it's mevuyer such a thing like that. Yes, so therefore, concerning our sugi, the Gemara is asking a question that the halacha should be like Rabbi Amiel based on this cloud that the halacha is kedivri hamachriya. And that the Gemara answers as follows. Omale Ramil lav machriyahu. Ramil is not a machriya. Tam dinafshe ko omar. He's saying his own reasoning. Now, what does this mean here? Look at Rashi. Rashi says as follows. You see this Rashi over here? Lav machriyahu. Rashi says, ki the precious lekamon bepirkin. Rashi actually sends us to Rashi at the end of the parak. Over there, it's a little clearer. But let's read the Rashi over here first. That Rashi says, like I explained at the end of the parak, in achroz da shlishis machras, that if the third shita is a da shlishis, it's a whole different shita, a whole different idea, then it's not machriya. And he explains what that means. Over here, our situation, it's a dash lishis. Why? The Haramei Rabbi Yehuda le'ayri dineve shayich chiluk ben zman shruma l'zman chulin klal. That the first Tanakh in our Mishnah, they don't hint at all concerning the din of shruma, a chiluk between shruma and chulin. The e havetnan were the Mishnah Meiras Meir Echad Chulin VeEchad Shuma Kol Chomesh. If a mayor would establish shita by saying that not only Shuma but even Chulin is mutar b'Chomesh, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Echad Cholin Be'echad Shumo Kol Arba. Rabbi Yehuda would say that on the contrary, that not only Cholin is also, but even Shuma is also during that fifth hour. Were it to be like that, I mean, that means that they're entertaining a possibility that there's a difference between Cholin and Shuma, and they're coming to say that even though there is room to make such a chiluk, we feel that that chiluk should not be made. If they would say like that, and now Rav Gamliel comes along, Rav Gamliel Oimer, Toilin Kol Arba, Shuma, I'm sorry, Chulin Kol Arba, that Chulin could be eaten the fourth hour, Shuma Kol Chamesh, and the fifth hour, Shuma could be eaten, Havya Hachro, that will be considered a Hachro, because the original Tanoim themselves, they're entertaining the possibility to be mechal between Shuma and Chulin, and they're speaking out that there isn't. So then when Gamliel will come to say that I do hold of the achiluk, that will be considered a hachro, that he's establishing a possibility that they dealt with. But now that those other Tanoim didn't mention anything as far as a difference between Shum and Chulin, v'le'gilu da'itam she'yehei shum remez din l'chal p'neihem, and they didn't reveal to us that there's any possibility to make a difference. Lav hachrohi ela da'ashlishis. It's not considered hachroh, only da'ashlishis. So this is something else. When we say that halacha is k'divei machriya, this is referring to that if the other two tanoim make a reference to a possible chiluk, but they personally don't feel that there's not a substantial reason to make that difference. In other words, that there is a difference between chulin, but they just hold halacha that difference doesn't translate halacha. So now, when this third sheet says that I feel that it should be, so then you have this halacha kedivim achriya, being that they themselves are aware that there is a basis to be mechalik, but if in a situation where the other two Tanoim don't make any mention at all to that, and this idea of making chiluk between the two things is first brought up by the third Shita, that doesn't go into this rule of Dash Lishis. Now, according to this, that what that would mean is therefore he can't latch on to them to make a Roiv. You have three opinions over here, right? The idea, like we saw in Rashi, Halacha Kedivei HaMachriya, is by making a Roiv, I'm with you over here. So I can only say that if I say that you yourself were open to that difference, right? So even though Lalach you hold that doesn't apply, but I hold that concerning this, like you hold over there, so therefore we could put them together to make the Rav. But if we never saw that this other Tana was sensitive to such a difference, so then they can't mesh together. We have three separate Shitas, so they don't come together to make a Rav.
It's not very obvious that they are considering the halacha by kachshim, and still they're saying what they're saying.
Well, they don't talk about it, so we don't know that they're open.
Obvious. It's a major item.
No. Simple. What we're looking for to see is that are they sensitive to this, that they could be a chiluk? That's what we need to know, right? So if they don't talk about it, we don't know that, right?
So the question is, can we find anywhere else where they do make the chiluk?
Well, see, in the other places, like other examples, let's say like we had over there in the Gemara on Shabbos, right? As far as v'chitza, that's they speak out. Echad tzeinin, echad chamin, right? So they both speak out the difference between the possible difference between chamin and tzeinin. And this man comes to say that I hold that not only tzeinin is mutter, but even chamin is mutter. That means he's being meramis to the fact that there could have been a difference, you might have made a difference, and he's saying not only Tzainan, but even Chamin, so right? And other Mandam also. So now when the third Mandam comes and he says, well, Tzainan's mutter, Chamin's also, so that means that that's Taka Hachra between the two. So that we could put together, you know, right, put him on this side, like in the other example, like what you have as far as Kule Matlonies over there, Matlonies HaKalim, also, right, Beimin HaMuchan, Beim Shlemin HaMuchan, right? That's what the first two sheetahs are.
But can we find by Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir where they discuss specifically Truma?
No, they don't. That's what we're saying
Gun
over
shots,
here.
They don't.
I mean, concerning Chometz over here. Mm-hmm. Right? Right? Concerning Chometz, they don't discuss it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, that's what we're saying over here. Therefore, we can't see Rabbi Gamliel as a machriya in this machlokes, and therefore the klal of halacha de magriya is not applicable over here.
But the fact that they're not separating it out and they still say what they say means they're including. No, this what they didn't mention.
No, you're right. No, there's no. I don't think there's a question over here what they hold. You're right. That's not the issue. But what we're saying is that we have to see that they also could see a difference between Shuma and Chulin. That's what we need to see.
About the halachas, and they still say
no. You're right. But what we mean to say is that as far as we're concerned, they don't see any difference. They don't even see that there should be any basis to even to think about a difference. That's what we mean over here. Avada lahalocha is they're not making a difference. We're not coming to say that maybe they agree that Truma is mutter, right? Rabbi Huda. We don't. You're right, 100%. But the point over here is that we have to see that they're sensitive to the possibility to make a difference, that there is a difference. And nevertheless, they hold that difference shouldn't show up in halacha, right? That's what we need to see. But being that they didn't show us that, so we can't join together Amliel Shita with them, he's saying something totally new as far as we're concerned, right? He's making some kind of chiluk that we don't see b'chalal that they have a sensitivity that there could be such a chiluk. And that's what we need to see. Mm-hmm. So that's what it means that he's a dash lishis. He's a third thing. In order for Machriya to work out, we gotta attach him onto his side. You're not a third cheetah, right? You hold like him but negate this, him but negate to that. Right? That's how we have to look at it. But if we can't do that, like Mora's saying over here, so you remain a dash lishis. Dash lishis one. So the idea of Machriya is not gonna help because we're not gonna make a roiv out of this.
So we're saying that Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir in Truma they would agree. They don't make any difference. Is that what we're saying? Maybe they agree completely.
No, not Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, right? They don't make any difference between Chul and Shuma. So therefore, whatever they say, talking about Chul, halacha applies by Shuma, right? But they don't agree with each other. Definitely not, right?
But Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda were trying to say that they don't make a chiluk in Chul and Shuma.
Yeah, but this that they don't make a chiluk, it follows. They are sheeted, therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, they hold that even Chulin's mutter, the Shoah Chamishis. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that even Truma, right, is also the Shoah Chamishis.
So you're saying in the concept, I think he's saying is that in the concept that there's no Chilik, they agree. And therefore, Mu'il can't be attached, is not being mashed to their sheetahs because those two sheetahs, Meir and Yehuda, at least agree in the fact that there's no Chilik between Truma and Chulin, but Rabbi Gamliel is coming and making a chilek, so he's not afraid out in the answer. So if anything, they're the roiv in that concept. In terms of hours, they're disagreeing, but in terms of making a chilek in Truman and Chulin, they're agreeing that there's no chilek.
Okay, I mean this might be a question on the whole concept then that we're asking. It's not going to help us on in Argamora over here, right? You're asking a question on the whole concept. That how do you make a roiv out of this? On the contrary, it's two against one that you can't be mechalik, right? Let's say the Gemara over there, right? You're asking a question. How could it be halacha is that tzeinin is mutter chamin zoser? On the contrary, there's a two against one that there's no difference, right? That's basically what you're asking, right?
I'm not sure what I was asking. I was asking here in this case.
Yeah.
I'm not asking. Yeah. I thought I was saying that the reason why the Gemara is saying that's not a machri, it's not a machriya.
Okay, I mean this is not what Rashi says, right? This might be our own novel approach. But I'm saying, but if that's what it is, then you can have a problem, with when the Gemara does say that, right? So it seems that's not the explanation. You might have a question, why not, right? That we have to think about, right? But the way things seem to be turning, it looks like that's not the basis of what we're saying here. Now, we're running out of time over here, so we're just going to quickly run over to the Tosfos over here on Chaf Aleph. Just to set us up a little bit, if anyone wants to do a little further investigation on this topic. I'll tell you very quickly over here, it'll help us for later. I'm getting this Gemara. But Gemara over here talks about if you have yayin of shum, which becomes tame, right? Shum it's maybe no, may not be eaten. However, the halacha is that even shumat meyeh, one still may have hanah from it. Now, if it's shemen, so you could use it for hadlaka, right? That's, you know, a use which could be done any place, any... The Gemara talks about as far as yayin, which is tame, there's something called ziluf that the Gemara had at that time. It was some kind of a room freshener, right? That they would drip the wine, right? I guess through pipes or something like that, and it would give off a fragrance, and that was a way to be nene from yayin of tshuma tmeya, which you can't eat, but you still could be nene from it. And Moreover here talks about, in certain situations, that we would not permit it, and we'd be mechayev, one to spill it out right away. And the basis for that is because we're concerned of a takolo. That if you have this wine around, being that zilaf is not in all situations, zilaf is applicable, it could be done. So we're concerned that if it's sitting around and not being used, someone might come to eat it. And that's the issue over here. There's a machlokes b'hilchos Beis Shammai concerning this. Beis Shammai says, yayin shel shum shenit, Beis Shammai says, tishofich, you have to spill it out. And Beis Hillel says, you should make zilaf. Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi says, "Ani achriya. Bisodeh, if it's bisodeh, then tishofich. You got to spill it out. Bebayis tasa ziluf. Right? And the basis of that, Rashi explains, and that's the moral luchar is coming to say, that because bisodeh, there's no ziluf bisodeh. Right? So, till you bring it to the bayis, we're concerned that someone might come to drink it. Right, so if it's bisodeh, you gotta spill it out, right? Because we're concerned of a takola coming out. So bias, you know, bias, you're right in the position, you can use it for zilov, fine. There's another lashon, ikad amri b'chadosh tishofich. If it's new wine, which is not yet roi for zilov needs the old wine, which the odor, the smell is stronger, so it could help. So b'chadosh tishofich, right? Because he holds that akapon, this they've got to wait time. If it's besodah, fine, you know, you could bring it to the house. Then, according to this lashon, because it's ready right now to be used. But b'chodosh, if it's new, tishofech, b'yoshen tazazilov. Omruloi, ein hachro, shlishis machras. So they told Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, that this shita, even though it seems to be that he's being machriya, he's saying, as far as machris b'sul b'shamay, b'shamay says never, right? So it's always ostered. Because I was always mutter. He's making some kind of hachra over here. That en hachra shlishis machras. And this is where Rashi explains over here. I'll just speak out quickly that they don't make any mention of sode, b'bayis. They don't make any mention of b'sil b'shamay. Right? He's the one who makes this mention. Therefore, Rashi says, but also explained over here, it's not a das melon because we don't see that they're sensitive to a possible chiluk. Right, the truth is that Rashi says in this Gemara over here, when we get to it, maybe we'll see, but when we get to this Gemara, I don't think that this is going to be the main focus over here. You'll see the sugi's over here. That's why I'm going to speak out a little bit over here. That Rashi over here says a little stronger, and you'll see that this machlek is Rashi. In this point, Rashi over there says that the reason being that Beis Hillel B'Shamay don't speak out anything that Bein B'Sodeh, right, Bein B'Bayis, so their the reasoning has nothing to do with Takola. The Isser for the Beis Shammai, therefore, is B'chlan not even based on Takola at all. Not stand the pshat that he holds that we're always chayish for Takola. Rashi goes a little bit further, and he says that that's how Rashi learns over here. So that's why, so it's a total different shita over here. If you b'chalps in sode and bayis, so your reasoning to aser is because of takola, and you hold that over here. There's a takola over there, it's not a takola. Bebayis, we're not concerned. Right? You could use it's available for zilaf right away. Right? We'll be confident that you'll use it properly. But besodinas, that's based on the fact that there's a takola issue. So then there's a difference when we're chayish takoma or not. Beishama, doesn't talk about this at all. Beishama says you always spill it out. Rashi says over here, Beishamai, as far as we're concerned, not even because of Takol, some other reason why Beishamai says. Now that's what Rashi says over there. Taima achrinu, v'lav mishum Takol. Okay, see that sugi, maybe gets a little bit better. So this is what Tosis starts over here. Look at top Tosis very quickly. Pisha kunjus hovla his kiru Beisham beisil bais v'sodim, kein taima achrinu, v'lav mishum Takol. So Tosfos brings from Rashi over here that Rashi starts like he says by us, right? That the fact that they didn't mention this possible difference that's the basis why it's not machri. And Rashi over here says even a little bit further that therefore that the reasoning is not even in the same line at all. Well, the re-nir is afakav the time the Beishamim shum takolo. The re says even though no, he's not going so far to say that Beishamim has not nun takolo. Beishamim is also based on takolo. However, right? This is how Rashi has before, that being that the other Tanoim didn't reveal to us the possibility that there's a chil, they didn't speak out, bain here, bain there, right? So that's why it's not considered a machriya. Right? Tosfos brings over here. Now, Tosfos brings at the end of the Tosis, if you look at the very end of the Tosis, Rabbeinu Chanan Pirush, Hachroa Shlishis means Dor Shlishi. Dehainu Hachroas Talmid Kidomar Beperekira. Rabbeinu Chanan learns the Pshat in the Gemara over here, and the Gemara says, Ein Hachroa Shlishis Machras. What the Gemara means over here is not like Rashi says, like we just said over Rashi and Tosis learn. But what the Gemara means to say over here is what the Gemara clearly says in Kida, B'negeit Rabbi Kiva, Ein Talmid Machriya B'mokim Rav. What the Gemara means, Ein Hachro Shlishis Machras, Shlishis means Dor Shlishi. That Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel was a third door away from Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. If you look quickly in the Bein Echananel over here, on the Banim, you see where it is? See, second to last line, the beginning of the second last line, Afagav. You see over there? Afagav. This is hard to see.
In
Chof Amabez. On Chof Amabez. Yeah. Right? Afagav, don't Rabbi Shmuel, I've come and come welcome. Shnaim Chokum Mecher Machriya, Allah Devi Machriya. Right?
Yeah.
You see what it is? Second to last line in Ben Echanan, maybe we have a different one.
Yeah.
Right? Afagav, don't Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisani Achriya. Said this memra b'shem his father. Right? Interesting. I didn't. He's saying that Hashem his father. Talmud shlishi lagabe beis hillel beis shamayhu. Lechshatash and Rabbi Yechman Zakai shu Talmud lehillel makes the cheshbon. Right? Rabbi Yechman Zakai was a Talmud of Hillel. Atzmai ad Rabbi Yosi atamotzi oisam sholosh. Three generations. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Yosi. Vay odav Rabbi Shmuel leachru vay al beis hillel. That's what it means. Being that he's a Talmud, a few generations later, he's not strong enough to be machriya. Vizel sha'oma ein hachras shlishi machras. And that's what the Gemara means. Right? This is what Tosfos brings from the Bein Chananel over here, that it means that Talmud b'mokum rav. Now, how does that translate in our Gemara? Right? Our Gemara is talking about Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel wasn't a Talmud of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. On the contrary, he was before them. So if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel over here, Rabbeinu Chananel learns the Gemara over here by us, Nafi Gimel, and we'll end with this. I'm sorry for keeping you late. Let's see if we can find this over here. Yeah, Gimel Amud Aleph. You see over there, Rebbeinu Chananel, we'll start from the Omar Leh, right? The second Divr Hamas, like around six lines down. Omar Leh Rovav, Vnei Mamah Halokha Kareb Meir. Actually, okay, let's follow that down. Vragamliel Nami, you see a little further down? Vragamliel Nami Lav Machriyahu, the Ramamliel Kodim Tuva, because Ramliel came much before Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'ein Rishon Machriya Ledivrei Achrin. And someone who came before is not Machriya. See, so what the Meforshim, I think the Tosfos in Baba Kama speaks out, and he's saying that this apparently is related to the din of Talmud, that just like a Talmud can't be Machriya, so too it follows that someone, I'm not sure why it has to be, but someone who was in the previous generation, so when he gave his opinion, he didn't even know about these other two shitas, so he's also not considered a Machriya.
Timing is everything.
Right. So this is what here, Tosfos in Baba Kama, on that sugya, it's brought b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, but the Magid, they changed it, it's a mistake, Shmir Rabbeinu Chananel. He asks us a question. Well, Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, Amalu Machriya, he wasn't a Talmud. You know, it's according to Rabbeinu, like we're just speaking now. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, at the end of the Perek, that Rabbi Shimon B'Yosi is a Talmud, but how does that apply to Gamliel? He wasn't a Talmud. So now he says, V'yishlamid lav Machriyahu, d'loy alayukoy, shlifneim hoyam. Right? He wasn't directing, he wasn't coming to decide in their machlekes, he was before them. That's also a reason why he can't be used as machriya. Right? That's how Rabbeinu Chananel learns the Gemara. Right? So what the Gemara is saying is lav machriya is really based on this idea of Talmud, right? That Talmud came machriya. Someone was in previous generation came machriya. You got to be talking to them. Right?
Okay, but now the chesed goes maybe the other way, which is he did speak it out, making the chelik between the kadshim and
right.
So maybe now when they don't necessarily speak it out, but they go in a generality, it should already be combining with what Ramliel said.
Well, let's see. See, first like this, Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't really have this idea that Rashi and Tosfos has, and Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be saying that the third shita has to have been saying it as far as agreeing with someone. I agree with you over here, and I agree with you over here. That'll make the machriya. And that's why he's saying that if he wasn't talking to them because he was generations before, so we can't join them up. Even though maybe in cheshbon, like he's saying, in cheshbon it comes together. But only if he's saying it as far as in his agreement, I'm coming on to your side as far as this, and your side as far as that, and then we'll have the joint. Then we'll be able to join them together to make the roiv. That's what it would seem to be from over here. Alright? So this is a little bit over here. There are other gemaras. If you want to see, there's a Tosfos in Bava Kama, Kof Tezayim, there's a Tosfos Rid in the Mora over here, which elaborates more, I think, in Rabbeinu Chananel Shita, as far as this is concerned, is more in brachas that Tosfos also mentioned. Right, but this will be just to start everyone off, right? If you want to do some further research. Right. Okay.
Yeah.